Blog Talk Radio.
This is Gianello Romani. You're tuned in to Flavors Jazz. Flavors Jazz, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Flavors Jazz, the Flavor of Jazz on Flavor News Radio. I am going to be bringing you a variety of jazz artists from right here in the Pacific Northwest, where I am at, Seattle, Washington, to across the United States and around the globe. So I hope you've got your favorite beverage this Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, depending on where you are, and are able to sit back in your comfy chair and relax and take in the flavor of the jazz artists that are coming to you on the Flavor of Jazz. I'm going to start out the show this morning with a piece by T. Silk, and this is called Center of My Joy.
Thank you.
All right, that was T. Silk with his piece called Center of My Joy. Now I want to play a piece by Antonio Ferrà from Rome, Italy, and this piece is called Percasso.
Thank you.
That was Antonio Ferraro with his piece Percosso, and he is out of Rome, Italy. He'll be coming back to the States. He always comes to the East Coast when he performs over here in the States. Maybe one day I'll be able to get out there and see him perform in person, or you never know. He really, really wants to come to Seattle, Washington. So, you know, something may even, you know, work out where I can bring him out here to the West Coast. Now I'm going to take you down to California and play a piece by a new artist that is coming my way. He is also going to be on the leopard carpet, not this particular week with me, but the following week. So, you know, just get a sample of his flavor. And this is Russell Blake with his piece called Quiet Strength. That amazing piece was by Russell Blake out of California. The piece is called Quiet Strength. And Russell Blake will be my featured guest on the Leopard Carpet, not this Tuesday, but the following Tuesday. He is much more than just a jazz musician. He plays, you know, four-string bass, but he is also an author. He is also a spokesperson who travels around the world, you know, speaking and playing his music. So I'm very excited to get to know Russell and being able to share more of his flavor with you, the listening audience of Flavor News Radio. I'm going to keep it going and take you out to Alabama. Maybe it's Louisiana. I can't tell if Lloyd has moved or not, but this is Lloyd Watson, and I'm going to play Love Hurts. All right, that was Lloyd Watson with his piece called Love Hurts. And Lloyd has a new CD out right now, which is called 4918, and it can be found on CD Baby and I believe iTunes, on top of the fact that you can find it over at lloydwatson.com. I'm going to keep it moving and take you out to Detroit, Michigan, and play a piece by one of my favorite jazz artists. His name is Melvin Chenault, and this is his piece called Hey Joe. Melvin Chenault with his piece, Hey Joe. So I'm scrolling down my list here and seeing who else I can pull out of my hat to play for you this morning as I drink my lovely, lovely cup of coffee. You know what? I'm going to play a piece by somebody I grew up with. We got reconnected on Facebook, and it's really interesting because I can picture him even right now as I'm thinking about him. When we were in middle school and him playing the piano during lunch hour and, you know, also, you know, playing and singing when we went into high school at Garfield. And this is Roger Pegues with his project that's called the Pegues Project, and it's called Loving You.
And you want to know if I still
still love you, baby. Sang your children a home.
right, that was Roger Pegues with his piece, Loving You. Now I'm going to take you over to Japan and play a piece by Masaru Tawaki, and this is called Believe. Masaru Tawaki with his piece called Believe. Now I'm going to play a piece by Kimberly Jackson, and this is her rendition of Do I Do.
Thank you.
All right, that was Kimberly Jackson with her rendition of Do I Do. Now I'm going to bring you back up here to the Pacific Northwest and play a piece by a group that goes by the name of Clientele, and this is their piece called Whether or Not. Whether or Not by a group out of the Pacific Northwest that goes by the name of Clientele. and they will be stepping onto the leather carpet with me sometime in May. So I'm really excited to be able to bring their story and share their sound with you at that time. But, of course, up until then, I'll be playing them on Flavor News Radio. Of course, I got to play a piece by my friend, my dear, dear friend, Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and I'm going to play Rub It Like That. You are listening to the Flavor of Jazz on Flavor News Radio. And in the first hour, you heard the sounds of T-Soak, Antonio Ferraro, Russell Blake, Lloyd Watson, Melvin Chenault, Roger Pegues, Masaru Towaki, Kimberly Jackson, Clientele, and this last piece was Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and the piece is called Rub It Like That. If you are a jazz artist, an independent jazz artist, you know, and you'd like to have your sound heard on the Flavor of Jazz or any of my radio shows on Flavor News Radio, feel free to send me your tracks and your artist bio at least, or EPK to radio@flavornews.com. I am wanting to build my jazz section up, and I just really, really want to show support to some amazing artists that are out there. Here in Seattle, Washington, we no longer have a jazz station. It closed down, and so I kind of just decided I wanted to do a show that was solely dedicated to the independent jazz artists. So I got another hour. I'm going to keep it going and play a piece by Rod Tate, and this is called Beans and Rice.
Thank you.
All right, that was Rod Tate with his piece, Red Beans and Rice. Now I want to play a piece by Patrick Yandel. You should really scroll through my archive shows and find the one of the All Media Artist Features with Patrick Yandel. I really enjoyed speaking with this gentleman, amazing artist. But, you know, he shared, you know, stories of what it's been like in being an independent artist, you know, performing all the years that he has been on the scene. And, you know, just an amazing, amazing talent. And I'm going to play his piece called Back to the Groove. right. That was Patrick Campbell with his piece, Back to the Groove. Now, before I go any further, I want to let you know, if you are in the Pacific Northwest, we have a band out here that goes by the name of Speakeasy Unplugged, and they will be performing tonight at Saigon Palms for R. Curtis's Sunday Night Grooves. And Saigon Palms is out in the Renton area. The address is 101 Southwest 41st Street. So get out to Saigon Palms and check out Speakeasy Unplugged. They are an amazing, amazing band. And Kevin from Speakeasy Unplugged is a very big supporter of Flava News Radio. And LaTanya Horace is my girl from back in the day before I was even Lady Flava. So get out there and check them out tonight at Saigon Palms. Doors open about 7. Show starts about 8 and goes until 10. So get out there and check out Speakeasy Unplugged. So let me just keep scrolling down my list and see who else I can bring you that is of that jazz flavor. I'm going to play a piece by Ralph Lofton, and this is called I Still Believe. All right, that was Ralph Lofton Jr. with his piece called I Still Believe. Now I'm going to play a piece by my dear friend John D. Green Sr., and this is called Time Flew. That was John D. Green Sr. with his piece called Time Flew. Now I'm going to take you down to California and play a piece by an amazing jazz vocalist and saxophone player, and this is Ava Lamert with her piece and rendition, Stormy Weather.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather. Since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all of the time, all the time. Life is there, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't keep my poor old self together. Keeps raining all of the time. Since he went away, the blues walked in and they met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair bound to get me. I just hope and pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sunshine once again. You know we keep raining all of the time.
With her rendition of Stormy Weather. Now I want to play a piece by somebody who I think is just very, very sweet and supportive, and I appreciate, you know, him coming along and supporting what I do through Flava News Radio. He's an amazing jazz artist, and this is Brian Jett with his rendition of The Time I Get to Phoenix.
Thank you.
We were listening to The Time I Get to Phoenix, the rendition of that song by Brian Jett. Now I want to take you out to Michigan and play a piece by a dear friend of mine, Jenny Lou Bomani, and this is called Midnight in Harlem. That piece was called Midnight in Harlem by Chinny Lou Bomani out of the Detroit, Michigan area. Now I'm going to take you down to the ATL and play a piece by Julie Dexter, and this is called Never Will I Marry. Julie Dexter with her piece, Never Will I Marry, and Julie's out of the ATL area. Now I'm going to play a piece by Alfonso Blackwell, and this is Dance to This. ¶¶ That was Alfonso Blackwell with his piece called Dance to This. Now I'm going to play a piece by Jose Gonzalez, and this is his rendition of Long and Winding Road. That was Jose Gonzalez with his rendition of Long and Winding Road. Again, you are listening to the Flavor of Jazz on Flavor News Radio, and I want to thank everybody who tuned in to listen to the show live, to those that hung out in the chat room off and on, and to those that come back and check out the archives. I'm getting some great feedback about the artists that I play on this particular show, and there are several people around the United States that listen to this show, you know, at a time when they need to just kind of relax and chill and settle in for the night or get some reading done. And so I thank you so very much for supporting the Flavor of Jazz. I've got about 15 minutes left in the show, so let me just scroll on down here and see who else I can bring to you before our time together is over. And I think that I'm going to go ahead and play a piece by Michael Powers. I'm hoping I can get Michael to send me a few new pieces, but I honestly love his sound. And this is Urban Ukulele by Michael Powers.
Thank you.
listening to Michael Powers from the Pacific Northwest with his piece called Urban Ukulele. Now I'm going to take you out to Ohio and play a piece by Black Eyes, and this is called Do You Ever? Was Black Eyes with their piece, Do You Ever? Now I'm going to take you back out to Michigan and play a piece. It's a fun piece, and this is by Brian O'Neill, and it's called Romantic You.
Romantic you. that song through minors of passion and majors of love. It is so vain for a singer to burst into clamor with this great piano appassionato.
Everybody who came out to the show live, to those that hung out in the chat room off and on, and to those that come back and check out the archives. Help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flava News and the Flava of Jazz. I love jazz, especially early on a Sunday morning here in Seattle, Washington. So thank you so much for your support. God bless. Take care and stay tuned for what we bring to you on Flava News Radio.